Thank you so much, Mataji, for your association. We are very, very fortunate to have you on call today. Please take over the call, Mataji, and grace us all. Thank you so much, Mataji. Hare Krishna, Dhanwad Pranam.
Hare Krishna, Anuradha Mataji. Thank you so much. I joined a little late. I'm so sorry. I was a little engaged in something else. So thank you all so much for joining us. And today we'll start with our Chaitanya Bhagavat from chapter number 7 and verse 97. So just give me a minute. Let me just set up and then we'll start. Okay, so thank you all so much once again for joining us. Hope I'm audible. Mataji, am I audible or there is some background noise?
Mataji, for me at least, I don't know if it is my laptop. It is little
as along with your voice. You can check with Vinita Mataji or Prithvi Nasini. Mataji can confirm. It's like having statics around.
Yeah, there is a little static, Mataji.
Yeah, there are little statics.
Yes, let me start. Just give me a minute. Let me switch off the fan.
No, no, no. It's okay. I mean, I don't. Please don't switch off the fan because it's going to be hot.
Yeah, it will be hot. It's okay, Mataji. We'll hear it. No worries.
Thank you for all your concern. Anyway, I'll be louder enough to speak.
Yeah.
Okay, so thank you so much once again for your wonderful, wonderful association. So we'll start now. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Gurum Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakham Vitamsha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namaskute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishubhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Panchatattvatakam Krishnam Bhaktas Rupam Sarupakam Bhaktavataram Bhaktakhyam Namami Bhaktashaktikam Namam Vishnupadaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Iti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschata Deshatarine Vancha Kalpatarubhascha Kripa Sindhu Vaivacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shrivas Adi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Mukam Karoti Vachalam, Kam Pangum Langayate Girum Yatripahatam, Kam Vande Shri Guru Dinatarinam Guruve Gaura Chandraya Radhikaya Padave Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tat Bhaktaya Namo Namaha Ananda Lila Maya Vigrahaya He Mahabhadevya Chavi Sundaraya Tasmai Mahaprema Rasa Pradaya Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste चैतन्य चंद्राय नमो नमस्ते आजानुलंबित भुजौ खनकावधातौ संकीर्तनैकपितरौ कमलायताक्षौ विश्वंभरौ विजवरौ युगधर्मपालौ वंदे जगत्प्रियकरौ करुणावतारौ जयति जयति देवा कृष्ण चैतन्य चंद्रो जयति जयति कीर्ति स्तस्य नित्य पवित्रा जयति जयति भृत्या स्तस्य विश्वेश्वमूर्ते जयति जयति नित्यां तस्य सर्वप्रियाना जय जय श्री चैतन्य जयो नित्यानंदा जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद जय जय श्री चैतन्य जयो नित्यानंदा जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद जय जय श्री चैतन्य जयो नित्यानंदा जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्ण. So thank you once again for joining us, and I really seek all your blessings, your prayers, your heartfelt wishes, so that I can speak something relevant to this subject matter as per explained by His Divine Grace Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur through His beautiful, wonderful, extensive purports, and of course by Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur, who has written this wonderful granth that is Chaitanya Bhagavat. And so I may able to convey the relevant message to all of you. Please bless me. Vancha kalpa tarupasya kripa sindhu eva cha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namah. So let me share my screen. Okay, so we are in the section of chapter number 7, verse 97. So chapter number 7 entitled is Vishwaroop taking sannyas. So we all know Vishwaroop, who is the elder brother of our dear Nimai. Now he has taken sannyas. So anybody wants to unmute and tell what was the name that was given to Vishwaroop when he took sannyas? In the previous verses, it comes, those who have attended the sessions previously by wonderful other speakers. Anyone knows? Anyone wants to unmute and tell?
Shankar Narayan.
Shankar?
Narayan.
Shankar Aranya. Shankar Aranya. Thank you, Prabhuji. So it's Shankar Aranya, his name was, and he took from the Mayavad sannyasi. So, in the Sampradaya of Shankaracharya. So, when he took sannyas, it has been mentioned in the previous verses that how he took sannyas and how Jagannath Mishra, along with Mother Sachi, they felt so morose of learning that how Vishwaroop took sannyas. So, we discussed in the previous session that how Vishwaroop was so much upset by seeing the condition of all the Navadvip Vasis, because they were so much engrossed in the materialistic ways of life and they didn't know anything about bhakti or devotional service to Lord Shri Krishna. Though they were able to discuss the topics of Bhagavad Gita from Srimad Bhagavatam, but still they didn't understand the essence of Bhagavad Gita. And the essence of Bhagavad Gita is to do devotional service. Man mana mad bhakto madhyaji mam namaskuru. That's what Krishna says while concluding the entire Bhagavad Gita. He gives this the most confidential instruction, guhyatamam, not guhyam tara, but guhyatamam instruction to Arjuna, that this is the instruction that you need to follow. Man mana mad bhakto madhyaji mam namaskuru. Offer obeisances to me, understand me, do devotional service and to me become my devotee. So these are the instructions that was given by Lord Shri Krishna. But the people in Navadvip were not able to understand the essence of Bhagavad Gita. And seeing the condition of all the Navadvip Vasis, Vishwaroop was heartbroken. And he used to always associate with like-minded devotees. And he would go in the assembly of Advaita Acharya, where many exalted devotees like Shivas Thakur, Haridas Thakur, Shokalamba Brahmachari, Kolavecha Sridhar, they all were present and they used to discuss Krishna Katha. And there, once Vishwaroop establishes the essence of all the scriptures, which is the devotional service unto Lord Shri Krishna. Hearing this, everybody became so jubilant. But later, it's been explained that how Vishwaroop decided that I don't want to stay here. I don't want to see their faces and I just want to leave this home. And finally, he just went to the forest and he took sannyas. And in those days, when people take sannyas, there is no way you can just, have a contact with that person. Today, yes, those who take sannyas, still the family members, they can contact through this different media. But because of the technology, but in those days, the person who takes sannyas, there is no communication was there. So there was nothing. So when he took sannyas, he simply left. And everybody, all the Navadvipasis, they were, means the devotees, not all the Navadvipasis, but the devotees, the entire community, they really felt very saddened on hearing this news of Vishwaroop taking sannyas, along with Mother Sachi and Jagannath Mishra. But Vrindavan Das Thakur explained that there was kind of a mixed feeling among the devotees. They were happy. Why? Because now they said that he doesn't have to no longer hear the views, the arguments of the materialistic people. So this was a little enjoyment, a little bliss in their heart that now Vishwaroop can, he is free from all this. But also because, now, they cannot have an association of such an exalted devotee. So because of that, all the Navadvipasis, the devotee community, they were saddened. So they were mixed feelings, right? So Vrindavan Das Thakur also describes that whosoever hears this pastimes, of Vishwaroop accepting sannyas attains devotional service. So that was the Phalashruti that was given by Vrindavan Das Thakur. So moving ahead, he said that as the devotees heard about Vishwaroop's accepting sannyas, they simultaneously felt happiness and lamentation. So as I told, there was a mixed feeling. Why mixed feeling? Because happiness was because now Vishwaroop doesn't have to engage or doesn't have to deal with the materialistic people. Dealing with materialistic people itself is such a huge pain. Once you become a devotee, once you accept, when you know the essence and you know the value of human life and you know the purpose of human life, at that time, understanding all this, after that, associating with materialistic people is just simply waste of time. You have that feeling. You all must have also come across this kind of feeling that once you know everything, then it's very hard to deal your materialistic friends. You don't even feel like associating your materialistic friends. You don't even feel like that, I should at least ask them that how they are, or you don't tell them that how we are. You don't feel like communicating with them. Why? Because you always feel like that you should be always amongst the like-minded devotees. In that you feel happiness. So in this way, the devotees were happy, but they were also lamenting. Lamentation was because in the 696 verse, it is explained that they said that whatever little opportunity they had for discussing the topics of Krishna together, Krishna has taken away. Because Vishwaroop, when he used to come in the assembly of Advaita Acharya, he used to discuss Krishna Katha in length. Because who is Vishwaroop? After all, he is the incarnation of Shesha. Ananta Shesh came as Vishwaroop and Balaram came as Nityananda. We all know that. So this Ananta Shesh, he is still now describing and glorifying the Supreme Lord. So Vishwaroop, when he used to come into that community, in that assembly, he used to discuss in length on the glories of Lord Shri Krishna. He used to discuss on the glories of Lord Shri Krishna, on the pastimes, on his form, on his qualities. So now the devotees are feeling pain. And because now they were saying that now, who will be there in our assembly? Who will discuss these topics of Krishna? So Krishna sent him, but now Krishna has taken away. So this was the lamentation in their heart. As we all know, that even in Rai Ramananda Sambad, when Mahaprabhu asked Rai Ramananda, that what is the greatest suffering, Rai? Please tell me, what is the greatest suffering in this world? And Rai Ramananda replies that separation from devotees is the greatest suffering. Right? The greatest suffering is the separation from devotees. And that was the lamentation that was there in the heart of all the devotees in Navadvip when they heard that Vishwaroop has taken sannyas. So now let's see what is their mood, what they further want to say.
Amaro na rahi bachaliya na vane e papistha loka mukha na dekhi e khane.
So the entire devotees, they also want to follow in the footsteps of Vishwaroop. And they say, Amaro na rahiba. Like, it's not in our hand. We don't want to stay here anymore. Chali yana vane. Let's all also go to vana. Let's all also go to forest. E papishtha loka. This sinful people, mukha na dekhi akane. Let's not see the faces of the sinful people, nor let's hear the words of these materialistic people. So that was their condition. When they were lamenting that how Vishwaroop has now taken sannyas, so we are bereft of the association of such a Mahabhagavat, of such an exalted devotee. So they are also thinking that let's also follow in the footsteps of Vishwaroop and just go to the forest. We should also leave our home. Amaro na rahiba, like it says that now it's not in our hand. We don't want to stay anymore in our home. And chali yana vane, let's also go to the forest. E papishtha loka mukha na dekhi akane. We do not want to see the faces of these sinful people. Moreover, we don't want to hear the words of these sinful people who are expert in materialistic life. So Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada, he writes that Pratishtha Loka Mukha refers to the faces of the person who are averse to Krishna, who are expert in material life. So those who are an expert in material life, they will never turn their face towards Krishna. Right? And those who are towards Krishna, they know the value and the purpose of the human life, and when they know who Krishna is, at that time they don't want to associate with the materialistic people. So here they are saying that these sinful people, we don't want to see the face, we don't want to hear their words, and let's also leave this place and go to the forest and follow the footsteps of Vishwaroop. And who are all these people who are thinking? They are all grahasthas. They are not Advaitacharya, but they are like Shuklamba Brahmachari, there is Srivas Thakur, then Haridas Thakur, and then Kolavecha Sridhar. All these people, they also thought that let's leave this place and follow the footsteps of Vishwaroop.
Pashandira Vakhi Jwala Shahi Beka Vakata Nirantara Asatpathe Sarva Lokarata.
Pashindara Vakya. Pashindara means those who are Pashandis, those who are atheists. So, So they are saying that we don't want to associate with all those Pashandis. And Pashandis are Mithyacharis, those who are pretenders, or you can say those who are atheists, or those who are always involved in sense gratification. Pashendra Vakya, their words is like a jwala, it's like a burning, because they burn our feelings, they burn our hearts with their words, right? Sahiba Kavakata. So how long are we going to tolerate the burning words of these Pashandis? Nirantara Asatpathe Sarva Lokarata. They are always Nirantara. They are always on the path of Asat. Path means the way to lead one's life. So they are always under the influence of Asat. They always want to follow the materialistic way, Sarva Lokarata. And they are always under the continuous association of materialistic way of life. That's how their life is. So they say that how long are we going to associate with these people? Just like in Chaitanya Charitamrita also, there is a verse, Asat Sanga Traga Ei Vaishnava Achar. Vaishnava Achar, the way the Vaishnava lives is that he avoid the association of Asat Sanga, of ordinary people, of common people, who are always engaged in the sense gratification or in the materialistic way of life. So they said that how long are we going to hear these words of all these pretenders, of all these Pashandis? They are just like the burning words. Their words
are like jwala, are the burning words. They are burning our faith. They are burning our devotion. We don't want to associate with them. So, who are always engaged in materialistic activities. So, let's leave this place and go to forest. So, that's what's their mindset. And now in text 99, there is the destiny of a person is given who is not Krishna conscious. Krishna hena nama nahi shuni karo mukhe sakala samsara dubi mara mithya sukhe. So this is the destiny that is being described by Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur. And he is saying, Krishna hena nama nahi shuni karo mukhe. If we do not hear the name of Krishna from anyone's mouth, right, then sakala samsara dubi, then the entire world will be drowned in mithya sukhe, in illusory happiness. So we all know that the happiness in this world is illusory. Why? Because it is temporary. It will come. It's not that there is no happiness prevailing in this world. Yes, but that happiness is temporary happiness. It's a material happiness. It's not the eternal happiness. It comes and it goes. For example, if I want to buy a car, immediately when I buy a car, before that, I'll feel so happy. Oh, I want to buy a car. I'll go to a car showroom. I'll look for different cars. And the moment I'll buy, I'll be extremely happy. You know, that happiness will be to its extreme point. But later, as the day passes on, the happiness also goes down. Now I want something, another thing. Then it goes on and on and on. So happiness is there, but that happiness is flickering happiness. It just comes and it goes. It's a temporary happiness. Right? So here, he's saying, if we do not hear the name of Krishna from anyone's mouth, then what is the destiny? That the entire world is absorbed in illusory happiness. This is the destiny. If we are devoid of Krishna, we'll always be serving of, we'll always be serving Maya Devi. So, Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada writes that the words mithya sukha refers to the temporary happiness that is derived from sense gratification. Right? Anything that is derived from sense gratification is illusion because it is temporary. It comes and it goes. Like, as we all know, the famous words from Chaitanya Charitamrita, Atmendriya Priti Vancha Tare Bale Kham, Krishnendriya Priti Vancha Dhare Premna. Like if Atmendriya Priti Vancha, if we satisfy, if we desire to gratify our own senses, then Tari Bale Kham, that is called as lust. And what is lust? It is temporary happiness. If the lust gets satisfied, a momentary happiness is there, but then it is gone. And Bhagavad Gita says, if lust is not satisfied, then it leads to krodha. It leads to anger. And when anger is there, then definitely there is a fall down. Why? Because our mind becomes deluded, right? And there is a definite fall down is there when the lust is not satisfied. So, Atmendriya Priti Vancha Tare Balaka. If we want to desire this happiness by serving our own senses, then that is what is lost. But Krishnendriya Priti Vancha Tare Premna. And if we want to desire to please Krishna's senses, then that is prema, that is love. That is the difference between lust and love that is being given. So, what is lust is mithya sukha. The word mithya sukha refers to the temporary happiness that is derived from sense gratification. Atmendriya Priti Vancha. That is what is lust. That is what is mithya sukha. Only the Atmaramas or the self-satisfied souls can experience the eternal happiness of serving Lord Vishnu. When the perishable sensual happiness of the conditioned souls who are averse to Vishnu is checked, or when the object of their happiness is destroyed, the same temporary happiness turns into misery. So the same happiness turns to misery. If I buy a car, then the entire paying the mortgage, it becomes a headache, right? It becomes a misery. The same happiness of buying a car becomes misery for those who are not able to pay the mortgage. So anything that is there in this world is temporary, is what is known as illusory happiness. So Krishna hena naam nahi shuni karo mukhe. If we don't hear Krishna's name, then we should understand that we will be always serving Maya. We will be always under the
illusory happiness, and there is no scope to get out of it. Next text 100.
Bhujaila keha Krishna patha nahi laya ola dhiya aro se upasa karaya.
Even if they are instructed that they will not take to devotional service, on the contrary, they taunt us. So bhujaila keha Krishna patha nahi laya. Even if they are instructed, like those people who are in this materialistic way of life, even if you instruct them 1,000 times, they will not take the process of devotional service. Why? Because they have turned their face from Krishna, from anadika. You know, they are so adamant, they are so stubborn that they don't feel like taking the process of devotional service, no matter you explain them 1,000, 10,000 times. On the other hand, they will not take it, but they will mock on us and they will make fun of our bhakti. Uladiya aro se upahasa karaya. They will taunt us. They will make fun of the devotees. So that's the way the materialistic people live their life. And how they will taunt us?
Krishna bhaji tomara haila kona sukha magi ase khao are bade yata dukha.
They will taunt us by saying that Krishna bhaji tomara haila kona sukha. What benefit, what happiness you have achieved after taking the names of Krishna. What pleasure you have derived by worshipping Krishna. Magi ase khao aro bade yai dukha. You even have to beg for your food. And in this way, they increase your distress. Why? Because they will make fun of your devotion, fun of your devotion or your way of appreciating Krishna. They themselves will not appreciate Krishna. They themselves will not take to the process of devotional service. Moreover, they will also taunt us by saying all these words, which are like jwala, which are like burning the hearts of the devotees. Moving on to text 102.
Yogya nahi ei sab loke rasane vasa vane chali yana bali sab chhadi swasa.
Yogya nahi ei sab loke rasane vasa. It is not proper to live with such people, such materialistic people. Therefore, all the entire devotee community, they decided, vana chali, let's go to the forest. And that's just by saying this, chhadi swasa, they took a deep breath, like this way, they took a deep breath and said, like, we cannot hear more these words of all these materialistic people. They're taunt, they're mocking on us. We just cannot tolerate. So let's just leave everything and go to the forest. But then our crest jewel, our Advaita Acharya, he comes in, who is Vaishnava Pradhan in this entire Navadvip. He is known as Vaishnava Agraganyam, the first class Vaishnava in the entire Navadvip. He came and what he said.
Prabhodena sabare advaita mahasya paipe parmananda sevaye nishchaya.
So what Advaita Mahasya, he came and he consoled the entire devotee community. And he said, Advaita Prabhu said, paipe parmananda sevaye nishchaya. You all will certainly attain great ecstasy here in Navadvip. In the next verse, he'll say,
Eva bada vaso muni hridaya ulasa hena bhuji Krishna Chandra karila prakasha.
He consoled them that you will get this great ecstasy here in Navadvip. Even now I am feeling overjoyed at heart. Eva bada vaso muni hridaya ulasa. You know, the hridaya, the heart of Advaita Acharya was filled with bliss. And he said, somehow I'm getting this feeling that Krishna Chandra has already taken birth. Krishna Chandra has already appeared in this Navadvip. So don't worry. Everybody's heart will be filled with joy, will be filled with ecstasy. So just drop this idea of going to forest. Just don't go to the forest. Just stay here. Why? Because he said that somehow I'm getting this feeling that Krishna Chandra has already appeared. So they have seen our dear Nimai, but they were
because of Nimai's Yogamaya Shakti, they didn't understand that he is Krishna himself. So Advaita Acharya said that even now I'm feeling overjoyed at heart, Hridaya Ullas, so I can understand that Sri Krishna has already advented. Sabe Krishna gao giya para harishe ethai dekheba Krishna kathake divase. All of you, sabe Krishna gao giya. Everybody chant Krishna's name happily. And then he says, in just a few days, you will see Krishna right here in Navadvipa. So these are the words of Advaita Acharya. When Advaita Acharya spoke, then of course Krishna has to fulfill it, right? And he is speaking all this to console all the Navadvipasis, especially the devotee communities who are planning to leave everything and go to the forest. So he said, all of you go and happily chant Krishna's name. Just drop this idea of going to one, of going to forest, of taking sannyas. Don't even think of that, because in few days you will see Krishna right here. So that was the faith, that was the conviction that Advaita Acharya had. Toma sabhalaya habe Krishna ravilasa tavese Advaita hana shuddha Krishna dasa. See the conviction of Advaita Acharya. He's saying Toma sabhalaya habe Krishna ravilasa. You all will enjoy Krishna's pastimes. Krishna will enjoy basically his pastimes with all of you. You all will be the part of Krishna's pastimes, because Krishna has already advented in Navadvipa. And you will see here, right here in this place. So just don't go to the forest. Rather, chant Krishna's name. Have faith on me. Have faith on my words. And he says, Tabe se Advaita haya. Only then my name as Advaita will be proven right, will be fulfilled, if my words will come true. Otherwise, just think that I'm not a dedicated servant of Lord Shri Krishna. So he's saying that Krishna will enjoy his pastimes with all of you. Then the meaning of my name Advaita will fulfill, and I will be known as the unalloyed servant of Lord Shri Krishna. If my words don't come true, then I'll not be regarded as the loyal servant of Lord Shri Krishna. So this was the faith that Advaita Acharya had. Toma sabha laya habe Krishna ravilasa. You all will enjoy Krishna's pastimes here. You will be the part of Krishna's pastimes. Tabe se Advaita haya shuddha Krishna das. Only then I will prove my name as Advaita, and I will be known as unalloyed servant of Lord Shri Krishna if my words come true. कदाचित यहाँ न पाए सुख व प्रलाद तुम सब रभृत्यो पाइबे से प्रसाद. Then further he is increasing in conviction and he is saying, all you devotees will receive mercy, that mercy which was not even achieved by Shuka, by Sukadev Goswami, or by even Prahlad Maharaj. तुम सब रभृत्यो पाइबे से प्रसाद. And you, these bhrityo, these servants, who are the servants? Shukadev Goswami and Prahlad. These are the bhrityo, these are the servants. They have not achieved that ecstasy, that mercy of Krishna, which you all are going to receive right here in Navadvipa. So don't even think of leaving Navadvipa and going to the forest. So he writes, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur writes, that what is that mercy that even Sukadev Goswami and Prahlad Maharaj didn't receive, and which devotees can receive, which all these devotees can receive. Because then he writes that in Chaitanya Chandramrita, that is by Srila Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur, he writes, you can read it from here, the dear devotees of Lord Gaura happily enjoy pastimes on the splendid path of pure devotional service, which great sages like Vyasadev could not thoroughly understand, which material intelligence has no power to enter into the pastimes of Lord Shri Krishna, which Sukadev Goswami could not reveal, and which merciful Lord Krishna never revealed to his devotees. So we all know that even Krishna was not able to reveal this high-class devotion to the entire community there when he came in Braj. He was not able to reveal that. But then Krishna thought that okay, I told them Sardharman Parityaja Mamekam Sharanam Raja, but how will they do it? How will they surrender unto me? Because I want them to surrender only by love, not by force, not by any fear, but I want them to surrender me to just through love. So how will they learn? I haven't taught them. And then anarpita charam chirat karuna vitarano unnata ujvala samarpetam unnata ujvala, that highest love Mahaprabhu Krishna came as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to give, which has not been bestowed for long time. Anarpitam charam chirat, for the very very long time, this highest bliss of Krishna prem was not being bestowed to anyone. So now Chaitanya Krishna came as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and he freely distributed this Krishna prem. So therefore Advaita Acharya is saying that the mercy that you all are going to receive here in Navdweep has never ever been received by the greatest devotees of the Supreme Lord like Prahlad Maharaj and by Sukadev Goswami. So don't worry, you all will be, you are entitled to receive that mercy. So stay here and just chant Krishna's name. And then Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur also write that Srila Rupa Goswami has stated as an Upadesh Amrita 11, that which is very rarely attained even by great devotees, is even more difficult for ordinary devotees to attain. And can anyone unmute and tell what is that Rupa Goswami wants to explain in Upadesh Amrita text 11? What is that prem that is so difficult? Asubalam. Sulabham means very easily to be obtained. Asulabham means which is very, very difficult, which is rarely to be achieved. And what is that? Can anyone unmute? I hope everybody is awake.
Krishna prem.
Yes.
Yes,
it's the Radha Bhav, it's the mood of Srimati Radharani, it's Radha Prem. Rupa Goswami exclusively, you know, in the 11th verse of Upadeshamrita describes that it's that Radharani's love, the service towards Srimati Radharani is the highest. We Gaudiyas, we worship Krishna because Srimati Radharani loves Krishna. We don't worship Krishna separately. We worship Srimati Radharani. And we worship Krishna, or we offer due respects to Krishna because Srimati Radharani loves Krishna. So our Arishtadhatri, our worshipable deity, our worshipable Swamini is Srimati Radharani. And that is the highest, the epitome of bhakti is Radha Prem, is to get the devotional service, is to get the servitorship of Srimati Radharani. And Upadeshamrita Rupa Goswami says that Shri Radha Kund is non-different from Srimati Radharani. So that is being explained. So which is Asulabham. Sulabham means which is very easily, but Asulabham, which is very rarely obtained, is Punar Bhakti Bhajan. It's very, very difficult for an ordinary devotee to attain, and that is Radha Prem. Suni Advaitara Ati Amrita Vachana Parama Anande Hari Bole Bhakta Gana. And hearing this Amrita Vachana, this nectarian words coming out from the lotus mouth of Sri Advaita Acharya, hearing this solace, these words of solace, these words of inspiration, these words of enthusiasm, these words of nectar, hearing from the mouth of Advaita Acharya, Parama Anande, all the devotees, they became very, very blissful. And Hari Bole, and they all started saying, Hari Bol, you know, oh Advaita Acharya, may your words come true. So this way, they all felt ecstatic. After hearing Sri Advaita Acharya's nectarian words, all the devotees chanted the name of Hari in great ecstasy. Hari bole bhaktagana karaya hunkara sukhamaya chitta vritti haila sabara. Hari bole, as soon as they all chanted the names of Hari, 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 all the bhaktagana, all the devotees, karaya hunkara. Hunkara means loudly. loudly, roaring like a lion, they all chanted the names of Hari. And Sukhamaya, their chitta vritti, their consciousness, their heart, it was filled with sukha, it was filled with happiness. Sukhamaya. Sukhamaya chitta vritti haila sabara. Each and every devotee's heart was filled with great happiness. Then what happened at that time? They all chanted the name of Hari. And name of Hari is the name of the Supreme Lord. And the Supreme Lord, Sri Krishna, came as Nimai. So what happened? Shishu sange krida kare shi gaura chandra Hari dhvani shuni yai badira bhitara. As soon as Shishu sange krida, our dear Nimai was playing with other young boys of Navadvipa. And he was playing outside. But Hari Dhwani Suni, as soon as he heard the name of Hari, 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 he just went inside the house. And then everybody asked, Ki kareya aila bapa, bole bhakta gana, Prabhu bole tomara dakhila more khana. Then they all said, hey, Nimai, why are you here? Why have you come here? All the devotees, they said, why have you come here, Nimai? And our dear Nimai, our Prabhu, he bole, tomara dakhila morakine. Why did you call me? You are the one who is chanting the name of Hari Hari. So I came. And why did you call me? That's why. Because I heard that you are calling me. So I came. But still, they were not able to understand that our Nimai is Sri Krishna, of whom Advaita Acharya was talking about. Eta boli prabhu shushu sange dhana yaya tatha pina jane kena prabhu ramaya. It is very, very important. Saying this, when he said, why did you call me? You are the one who are calling me. That's why I came inside the house. And saying this, the Lord ran away with other children. Yet by his influence, prabhu ramaya, by his yoga maya shakti, no one could recognize him, that he is the same Krishna of whom Advaita Acharya was talking about, that how his heart is filled with happiness, that he could sense that our Krishna has already taken birth in Navadvipa. So they were not able to understand, they were not able to recognize Nimai as Krishna. But all this is because of Prabhu Ramaya, by the influence of Krishna's own Yoga Maya Shakti. They were not able to recognize him. Ye avadi vishwarupa haila bahira tatavadi prabhu kichu haila sustira. Ye avadi. Avadi means at that time. So since the time, vishwarupa haila bahira, the vishwarup has left the home and he has taken sannyas. Tadavadi, from that time, prabhu, our dear Nimai, kichu haila sustira, he became more peaceful. So we all know that our Nimai was very, very naughty when he was a child. We have heard all his pranks he used to play, especially near the banks of River Ganges with all those brahmanas when they were chanting their Gayatri mantras. And all other things when he used to do such mischievous things that Vrindavan Das Thakur has extensively described in the previous few chapters. So our Nimai was very, very naughty, but now he has become more peaceful since Vishwarup has left home and took sannyas. Text 14. Niravadi thake pita matara samipe dukha pasharai yena janani janake. And at that time, whatever Nimai would do, from that time onwards, he would just remain by the side of his pita, his father Jagannath Mishra, his mata, that is Mother Shachi Devi. He would sit nearby. He would always remain at the side of his mother and father. Dukha pasha raya yena janani janake. So that he would give some relief from the distress they are feeling when Vishwarup took sannyas. So he would just be at the side of his mother and father so that they could feel some relief because from the distress that they were feeling because Vishwarup has taken sannyas. So in this regard, we should try to understand that how the mood of a devotee should be. Mahaprabhu is telling from his own example that when certain calamities come on devotees, we should be very, very sensitive. we should deal in a very, very sensitive manner. Now, when Vishwaroop has taken sannyas, yes, Mother Shachi and Jagannath Mishra, they all were feeling great pain. They were literally drowned in the ocean of sorrow. And it was only Nimai who was there with them, because they have 8 daughters who have already, they have left the world. And now then they got Vishwaroop. Vishwaroop has left them. He has taken sannyas. So they are left with only Nimai. So they were literally drowned in the ocean of sorrow at that time. But our Nimai, he took the matter very sensitively, and he just stayed at the side of Mother Shachi and Jagannath Mishra. He became very, very grave. He was very naughty, but he became very, very grave, and he tried to console his father and mother. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is non-different from the Supreme Lord, can give extensive philosophy to his father and mother of describing of why Krishna, why Vishwaroop took sannyas. But he didn't say that. He took the matter very, very sensitively. And that's how we all should do. When somebody passes away in our family, we all know this philosophy, dehi no asmin yatha dehi kaumaram yauvaram jara tatha deham tara praptim dhirastatra namunyati. But we are not supposed to say all these philosophies, because at that time the matter is very, very sensitive. People know the philosophy, but seeing the circumstances, we should always try to console the devotees. It's not that if somebody has lost their dear or near and dear family members, at that time we go and tell them, oh, why you are lamenting? It was just a body, the spirit soul doesn't die, and this was just a mere body which is destined to die, and this place is Dukhalyam Ashashvatam, why you are worrying? No, this is not the way. Just like in Bhagavad Gita also, Krishna says that Anudvega Karam Vakyam Satyam Priyam Hitam Chayat, that our words should be Satyam, should be true, but should be palatable, should be very pleasing to whom we are saying those words of solace, should be very, very pleasing. It should not be Anudvega Karam Vakyam, our Vakya, our sentences, our words that are coming out from the mouth should not bring any kind of agitation in the heart of other devotees. We should be very, very sensitive to all such subject matter. And that's what our Nimai is telling. Now, they all are so sorrowful. They are literally in distress when Vishwaroop took sannyas. So Mahaprabhu, understanding the situation of his mother and father, that how they lost their 8 daughters and now their son. So now Nimai, taking the matter so seriously, he himself became great, and he then himself supported his parents, supported his father, supported his mother, and be always on their side so that he could provide some solace to the distress they all are feeling, some relief. खेला संप्रभिया प्रभु यत्ना करी पाड़े तिला देखा पुस्तक झाड़िया नहीं नादे. The Lord stopped playing. He stopped performing all the mischievous activities, all the pranks he used to do. He stopped doing that and he concentrated on his studies. He would not leave his books even for a moment. So now he has become more grave, more serious, so that he can spend some quality time with his parents to give some distress to his parents. Now then, what happened next? How Mahaprabhu become more serious, and what all he did, we will do in our next session. So we'll stop here. I know it's 15 minutes early, but I thought that this is the section we can cover from next onwards. Next to us onwards, there is entirely a different section which next devotee can cover. So thank you all so much. Thank you for your association. So we'll stop here. Shri Prabhupada ki jai, Shri Vrindavan Das Thakur ki jai, Shri Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada ki jai, Shri Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much, Mataji. Wonderful class and wonderful lessons. So many thoughts keep coming, and then as soon as the class ends, and it's thoughts would disappear. But really, really, especially the end, you said how we should be sensitive. I personally struggle a lot. You are reading continuously Gita, and somebody is saying something else, and then it's just switch your channel and say something nicer. It gets really difficult, especially a neophyte. But maybe with time, I too will learn how to do that. And in the beginning, as you were saying, this Sangha thing, right? How they were getting suffocated being with the meta. I think you being in India, you might be feeling the pressure. I don't know. The moment I think of India, this is what comes to mind. I mean,
yes, Mataji, you are right. I could feel those taunt and those mocks. I could feel that, yes. People, even our relatives, they don't leave us. They say, kya kar liya tumne bhakti ko gyan karke, kya kar liya Krishna bhakti ko paake, kya mil gaya tumhe, tum to aur down hoti ja rahi ho, lagti nahi ho ki US se aayi ho. Like so many people keep on coming.
But where is it? Yeah, sorry, Mataji, please go ahead.
No, no, I'm just saying, like, let it be now. What can I do, you know?
But
I have to go my path.
So this is our, in a way, we feel proud, you know, it's a pride that, you know, being in US, we are still trying to keep our culture, isn't it? But that seems so odd for the Indian people, but doesn't matter. So long we are with Srila Prabhupada and with the scripture and our acharyas, that's all. But yeah, the moment I feel I have to leave this dham and go up to India and, you know, like swarg to nark, aisa, that's how. So I was, yes, Mataji, sorry.
No, very true. I'm just saying, I'm just acknowledging what you are saying.
But and then towards the end, you said we have to be sensitive also. So it's so much Krishna consciousness is very difficult at time, at least for a sadhaka like me, you know, keep switching roles. But really, really very grateful everything that you said, Mataji, you know, wonderful. Thank you so much for your association. You're giving it from India and I'm very grateful to you and Prabhu gave such a wonderful class the other way. You are such a wonderful example as a family, and really admire and aspire to you all. Thank you very much, Mother. Hare Krishna, dear devotees, if you have any realization, any comment, any question, please go ahead and ask. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna,
Mataji, Adarsh Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj. Thank you for a very wonderful class. I had a question. When you were speaking, obviously there's those people that are mocking. But as a movement that wants to, you know, give this knowledge out to people, so this feeling of being should we not be compassionate to those? And I'm not speaking about those I was just feeling a little bit. I don't even know what the word is, but just when he said that these devotees were, I mean, we don't want to be in the association of all these materialistic people. We just want to go away to, you know, follow the Vishwarup and do our sanya and do leaving all this. So that's not our mood, right? Because we as devotees and specifically because of Srila Prabhupada's mood, we avoid those people that are antagonistic to us, but those that are who may be speaking about materialistic things because they don't have any other option or they don't know what's better, right? So what should be our mood in that kind of, how do we not be overwhelmed by the material or feel, have a certain feeling of ego or pride that we have quote unquote the true knowledge and these others don't? Where's that fine line? How do we maintain that? How do we maintain that humble attitude and still be able to, you know, give this knowledge to everybody? I don't know if I made sense, but it was just all.
Of course. Your questions are always wonderful. You know, your realizations are always wonderful, Panishri Manji. And I do understand what you are saying. Yes, as we devotees, we have to be compassionate. We have to be compassionate, but at the same time, we have to understand that being compassionate doesn't mean that we long for their association. There is a difference between having a compassion for others and taking their association or being in their association. If I am compassionate to my relative, doesn't mean that every day I be in their association.
you know, I'm such at a neophyte stage that if I take their association or if I be in their association, I'll be dragged away from Krishna consciousness. So to protect my Krishna consciousness, I have to be among the like-minded devotees. I have to be among Sadhu Sangha. That Sadhu Sangha may be with the physical devotees or with the classes, with Srila Prabhupada classes or with the devotees classes. I have to be in that association. But at the same time, I can have that compassionate nature towards all the other materialistic people. And that was the same thing. Haridas Thakur, last time we discussed that how Haridas Thakur through his medium of chanting was being compassionate and was calling on to the Supreme Lord for these Navdvipvasis who were in the materialistic way of life. Shivas Thakur, who was always engaged in Ganga worship, used to go on the banks of river Ganga and used to pray to Mother Ganga so that Krishna can advent and take care of all these people who are in the materialistic way of life. Advaita Acharya, who was involved in deity worship, would bathe every day, day and night. Last time we discussed that how Shaligram worship is just worshipped. You know, the way how you worship Shaligram Shila is you bathe every morning and then you massage it and then you offer tulsi, you offer some bhoga and that's it. That's all that you have to do for Shaligram Shila. But Advaita Acharya was day and night without resting his Shaligram Shila, was worshipping his Shaligram Shila, was being compassionate towards these materialistic people. Because they tried to make them understand, but they were not able to, because of their so much ego and so much pride, they were not able to understand their words. That's what in the verse also we thought, we saw that even though instructed so many times on the path of devotional service, they were not ready to take it. And they were not ready to take it, and instead they were taunting these people. It was both the sides, right? Okay, if you suggest me something, if Paneshri Mataji says something, I'll accept it or I'll say, no, I don't accept it. But that doesn't mean that I start blaspheming you. Right? They were simply blaspheming those devotees. They were not following their instructions. They were not in apprehension to what they are saying. Moreover, they were taunting. They were blaspheming them. So how much they can tolerate. So therefore they thought, okay, we cannot hear these such words. It's so hard. We can pray for them. We are compassionate, but don't tell us that we have to take their association. It's so hard. We cannot take their association. So let us also go. But then Advaita Acharya said, no, that's not the way. You have to stay here, take Krishna's name, and Krishna will be there, and you will be the part of those pastimes. So these are the words of a pure devotee. So like Srila Prabhupada, he said, yes, it's good to be a Bhajanandi, but we are Goshtanandis. But do remember that even for preaching, we need some important part of our bhajan. We all Goshtanandis are actually Bhajanandis also to an extent. Because without bhajan, we cannot preach. Our preaching will not hold any value if our bhajan is not good. It will not bring any transformation in the heart of other people if our bhajan is not good. So we Goshtanandis, we are in the preaching movement, yes. But at the same time, we have to be Bhajanandis. It says, right, to be selfless, we have to be selfish. So first think of your own self, protect yourself from that oxygen mask, and then only you can help others. So we have to do our bhajan in a very, very nice, serious way. Only then we will be able to preach. So being compassionate, yes, we are compassionate. Prabhupada movement is based on compassion. We are compassionate. But at the same time, we protect ourselves by fencing around our creeper. And that fence is asat sangha tyaga. We have to give up the asat sangha and take up the association of sadhu sangha. Hope that helps, Mataji.
Yes, thank you, thank you. And I was just thinking as you were speaking that I think it also speaks to the mood of the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as Guru Maharaj always says, Audharya, he's got that, you know, because he was also getting that blasphemy, right? Mm. And Ananta Sesha, you know, he couldn't take it, so he left, yeah. Right? And, but, you know, Krishna, I mean, you know, Radha Krishna, obviously with the mood of Radharani, the compassionate mother, she, you know, he was able to take that and withstand it and still give, and of course, Nityananda Prabhu, give that, you know, bhakti to other opportunity to others, even though they didn't want it. So it just kind of speaks, kind of shows a contrast between how really, you know, that nature, that mercy, that merciful nature is even more apparent. So thank you, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Hare
Krishna. Hare Krishna, Mataji. Thank you so much for this wonderful class again. Even though you are in India, Mataji, you are taking the time off to, you know, preach. So I'm so thankful to you.
I want to be in Sadhu Sangha, Mataji. It's for my
I want some practical tips, because since you are in India and, you know, you might be, I'm guessing, away from devotees, or I don't know, surrounded by non-devotees. I don't know. But Mataji, how do you kind of avoid, because, you know, whenever we go to India, we have our relatives who are not necessarily Krishna conscious. Of course, they are not, at least on my side of the family. And then at the same time, you cannot completely avoid them. So I just need some practical tips, because I'll be facing that situation very soon. So I'm asking you, sorry if I'm making any, it's not that I want to offend anyone. But at the same time, I don't want to, you know, destroy whatever little I have attained, you know, by joining this Bhakti Sangha Japan, taking devotee association. So that's what scares me. So I thought, let me ask you this question.
Yes, Mataji, same question I asked from my Guru Maharaj when I was first initiated, and after that I have to come to India. So I came to US, and then by Krishna's mercy, by Guru Maharaj's mercy, I got first initiated, and then, you know, after 6 years I have to come back to India, and then I asked the same question from Guru Maharaj. And my Guru Maharaj said, whatever he said, I'll tell you. I'll paraphrase. I'll not say the exact words, but I'll paraphrase what he said. He said, keep your standards. Don't compromise on your standards. Strict to yourself, lenient to others. So these are the few words that he said. So that is what I am following, Mataji, till now. I came after that. Twice I came to India, and this is the third time that I have come to India. I am not compromising on my standards. No compromise means no compromise. Even if the relatives are unhappy, or they feel that I have become some great bhakta, no matter whatever they want to say, whatever they want to blaspheme me or call me or whatever, I don't care. I really don't care. I talk to them on phone. They are calling me. They are still calling me at their home, but I'm not going to their home. And I simply said that this is the reason that I'm not coming to your home, because you are taking non-veg. You are making non-veg at your home. Your utensils are, you know, and they are contaminated. I cannot compromise on standards, so I am not coming to your home. If you all want to meet me, come here. I'm at my sister's place. I'm not even at my mother's place, because at my mother's home also, my brother, he cooks non-veg at home. So I'm even not staying at my mom's place. I called my mother here at my sister's place, because this is the place where they don't take non-veg. They take onion garlic, but when my sister came to know that I'm coming, she changed all her utensils. She bought all the new cooking vessels. So she helped, she literally, you know, did a lot for me. So that's why I'm staying here, and the whole family is not taking onion and garlic. They are also compromising with me on their taste. They are not accepting anything. So I told all my rest of the relatives, if you want to meet me, come at this place. I will make food, I will offer it, and I will make you, I'll serve you all if you want to meet me, but I will not come to your home. I simply said no. No means no. Even I didn't go to my brother's place. So we have to keep up to our standards, but in a very loving way. It's not that I told them in a very anudvig vakyam, which agitate them, but I told them that this is my standard. So if you really love me, because my Guru Maharaj told that if they love you, they will follow your standard. If they don't love you, they will not follow your standard. You can feel. If it is a superficial love, then it will go in a day.
You know, you can feel that. But if there is really true love, they will accept my standard. They will accept what I am doing. If they are not able to accept what I am following, I am not able to accept what they follow. So, Parima Mataji, we have to be very, very, like I said, you have to be sensitive. These matters are very, very sensitive. When it especially come to your in-laws, your own parents, you have to deal it in a very, very palatable way, in a very nice way. But at the same time, you have to tell them that this is your own standard. So if they can follow your standards, at least for a day or two, then yes, they are more than welcome. Otherwise, it's up to us. Because the moment if I say, okay, one day if I eat, then what it makes a difference?
Yeah, no.
But it makes a difference. No. It makes a lot of difference.
Yeah.
A lot. Next day you can feel your sadhana. If you eat something.
Oh, I'm so scared. I have one more follow-up question, Mataji. How do you manage your chanting with the jet lag? That's what I was thinking. Should we chant some extra rounds here before we start? Because that doesn't work. I think like how we bathe every day, it's like a bath. It's like taking a bath. So I don't know if we can do chant some rounds in advance. Because I don't know how I'm going to do that there.
There is no niyam. Don't even stick to this point that you have to take shower, only then you can chant. Please, don't stick to such things. They are good at your standards when the time is okay. When the circumstances are odd, you know, don't stick. Mahaprabhu himself said that there is no strict standards. You can chant even if you have not taken shower. Please, this is the key point. Don't stress yourself. Susukham, Krishna consciousness is susukham. Chant with happily. Don't chant under some stress that I have to chant this number of rounds and I have to put till up 12 places. Only then I am eligible to chant. I have to first take shower. Only then I will be able to chant. Okay, these standards are good if somebody can maintain. But don't do that so that, you know, it becomes a burden on you. It has to be done very happily. Chanting Krishna's name is remembering Krishna. And when you have to do, forget about jet lag. When you come to India, you will feel that every morning 2:30 you will wake up. Default. You will be.
I'm so scared. I don't want to give up on my chanting. But it's with great difficulty I've arrived at this, Mataji.
Pray to Srimati Radharani, pray to Lord Shri Krishna, pray to your Ishtadev that, you know, no compromise on your sadhana, and do it very early in the morning, very early, as far as possible. Because the moment, the day starts in India around 7:30 or 8, you know, there is a whole mess around, you know, people will be talking, some Kamwali Bai will be
coming.
Some sabzi wala, and then you know, mind will be distracted. So make sure, not only in India, but wherever you are, even if you are US, you know, that then the
US Mataji, I'm able to wake up early. That everything is set, but then in India, I'll have a jet lag. That's what I was worried about, you know. And in the airplane, you chant in the airplane, Mataji?
Yes, Mataji, I chanted in my airplane. So of course, what should I do? There was no internet.
Yeah, that's true.
As was either to sleep, take a nap, or just to chant. That's
yeah.
The only thing. Yeah. So there is, you can chant in airplane. Why not? Chant in airplane. And then I didn't get any jet lag by Krishna's mercy. I didn't have any jet lag. So till now I'm okay. I do take a nap, in mid-time during the day for an hour. I do take. Because I have to regenerate my body, because again, next day, early morning, I have to wake up. So, yes, cope up, pray to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they will help you.
Mataji, you pray for me.
All of you pray for me. But don't get, entrapped into all these niyams that you have to take shower and you have to put tilak and only then you can chant. No. Even just wake up, wash your mouth, wash your face, do your brush, and just sit and chant. That's it.
Thank you, Mataji. Thank you so much. Please pray for me. Thank you so much, Hare Krishna.
Yes, Maneshri Mataji.
Hare Krishna, I just wanted to add to your thing, and I just want to tell Parima Mataji that actually being afraid is good. So being afraid is not a bad thing. It's basically you are your mind telling yourself, be on your guard, protect yourself. So just the fact that you're afraid is good, because then you'll take more, you won't, as you, there's that slippery slope, right? You won't take any chances. Right, you're going to make sure that you are, you know, if I'm not going to sleep late because I got to get up tomorrow morning because I have to finish my rounds, because if the day starts, it's gone. So, you know, I just wanted to tell her that these are all things that our body, you know, Krishna is hinting to us to be aware, and that's what the reason for that fear is. So I just wanted to share that. Thank you,
Mataji. Thank you so much. Please pray for me. It's like I'm going to have an examination of my Krishna consciousness.
And that's exactly what it is. See, that's exactly what it is, because, you know, this is Maya putting you in these situations. And every day, that's what we have to do. We have to fight for our bhakti. We have to protect that. I'm out in the garden right now. So that's what I'm doing. I'm protecting the, I'm pulling the weeds. So this is the
hospital.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you.
Wherever we are, we have to be on guard. Whether it's India, whether it's US, whether it's Australia, whether it's Europe, place doesn't matter. Maya can come anywhere.
Mataji, I'm not so elevated. That's what I'm scared of.
Don't say that. We know how sincere you are, how dedicated you are. So don't worry. Krishna will protect you. Srimati Radharani will be there with you.
Please pray for me, Mataji. Thank you so much.
Yes, Vinita Mataji.
Hare Krishna Mataji, nice discussion. I was just thinking, you know, it's very hard to going to India. I mean, seeing to your relatives or your mom and your dad, your in-laws, you know, your sister, kids, or everything. After 1-2 days, it's gone. When I will go and fall in my house, you know, just like that, because it's so scary. When I say to devotees in India, my friend says, why you are thinking so bad about India? You know, staying in US practicing is very hard, is she saying. Then I said, no, I don't have any friends. I close my door. I do my sadhana. No one disturbs me. In India, it's very difficult. I mean, it's torture. Everybody is there to disturb you. I mean, I feel like that. It's okay to go to India to visit, just to say them hi for 1 week. Even 1 week is very hard. After that, it is very difficult, Mataji.
Yes,
people Mataji. Are just behind you that, you know, are you coming from India or from any, you know, from any yatra that you went for, you know, went to the forest and meditated and came. It's like that, because we don't be too fashion and all that is not there in us. We are just simple, and we take out our beads wherever we are, we chant. I was traveling from one place to other, and there is 4 hours journey. What do I do? Everybody were like talking, but I was open my bag and I'm chanting. And my sisters were, everybody will think that you're grandma. Put that big bag inside. And then I said, hey, in US, I just walk with my bead bag. I don't even care where I'm walking, either in Walmart or in outside, anywhere, you know, I just used to just carry it. But there, you know, everything is hard. So nice to hear all discussion, Mataji. This year I could not go, maybe next year. But please pray for me whenever I go. I have to come nicely and then, you know, stay there, do my sadhana properly, Mataji. I'm so scared. But I really wanted to go. I want to see the dam, and my parents and relatives one time. I wanted to see them. It has been a long time. But very nice discussion, Mataji. Thank you so much for all the tips.
Thank you, Mataji. Thank you.
Krishna Mataji, I mean, I feel so happy that I'm not the only one think like that. My Prabhu is going, I'm not, because I could not, this time I could not dare, because there's a marriage that is for 3 days. I told my mother-in-law, I can't do it, you know. At time, we actually risk our relationships, you know. And I tell Krishna, you know, count this as my austerity. I'm risking something material for a spiritual. I mean, these are big, right? Our in-laws are, they're like direct families. And I finally told, like, because it's the marriage is in a place where they cannot get prasadam. And how long will I feed my child rice and curd, you know? And this, all the Hindi songs, it's like, you know, literally it's practically so difficult, half an hour. And if you have a house next to and you can come back, you know, show your face, do the social thing and come back. But 3 days you're like stuck in a dungeon. So this time I could not do, I could not dare. I just gave up and I said, no, I'm not doing. I do a lot of things, you know, keeping the gun on the shoulder of my son. I said, he cannot do it. That's what I do. People won't, you know, feel that bad if my son is saying that, because he did ask me, will we get prasadam? I said, no. And then he said, no, then why to even go? So I just told this to my, yeah. So it is easier if I just wanted to tell Parima Mataji and everybody else that you are not alone, and I'm happy that I am not alone, and we all can pray for each other. I'd pray to Radha Kalachanji. I prayed to Radha Kalachanji to take this decision, Anna. And somehow I did not this time, but whenever I'll go, I'm always worried, more than happy, you know, having the feeling of seeing the dham and parents. The worry is so much that happiness is all gone. No excitement, only tensions. But then hopefully we'll manage somehow, Mataji. Please
pray for me, Mataji. Thank you so much. Yes, but sometimes you are in such a dilemma that refusing also is very, very difficult. It's such a dilemma.
Yes, Mataji. But take all Mataji's instruction. Don't compromise.
Yes. Thank you so much, Mataji. Please pray for me. Hare Krishna.
All can pray for each other. Thank you so much, Mataji. Dear devotees, if anybody has any more realization, any points to share, please go ahead. Otherwise, we'll close for today.
Just a second. Chikichida Mataji, Koti Koti Dandat Pranam. Srila Prabhupada, Srila Gurudev Ki Jai, Gopinath Ki Jai. Mataji, hum to qualified nahi hai, Shishi Chaitanya Charanamrut ho ya Shishi Bhagavatam Mataji. But aap sab, aap, Aji Priti Mataji, Aji Lalitangi Mataji and all Bhakti Sangha teacher. Mataji, this Bhakti Sangha is given a lots of, wo kya bolte, wo इम्प्रूवमेंट हो रहा है डे बाय डे माताजी इन इंडिया देर इज अ 56 भोगा माताजी बट वी हैव टू टेक केयर ऑफ अवर पेरेंट्स अवर जेठ ब्रदर इन लॉ सो वी कैन चांट बट नॉट एबल टू रीड सीसी भागवतम और सीसी भागवत गीता और सीसी दैट वी कैन कंप्लीट बाय गोपीनाथ मर्सी बट नॉट टच सीसी चैतन्य चरणामृत और सीसी चैतन्य भागवत माताजी Kishori Mataji bring from that time there is a cassette and after that CD. So we hear that CD and cassette. Mataji, bahut potency aapke class mein. Aap dham mein leke jaate ho. Aur aap puri tarah aap sab lila mein involve ho jaate ho. कोई शब्द नहीं है आपकी सेवा को कोटि कोटि दंडवत प्रणाम और माताजी एग्री विथ ऑल द माताजीज दैट इट इज चैलेंजिंग टू गो इंडिया माताजी बिकॉज यहाँ पे आप देखेंगे तो गोपी ड्रेस में और साड़ी में होते हो और वहां पे टीवी होता है बहुत कुछ डिफरेंस है माप थी तब तक तो ठीक था माताजी की दे आर फॉलोइंग सीसी स्वामीनारायण पर बट एटलीस्ट दे आर नॉट bothering us and without garlic onion or from DOT we get prasadam but now it is challenging. Pray for me that Indradhanu Maharaj first Vrindavan Dham Yatra from 2nd October to October and after that Aji Lal go in Prabhuji's Yatra. We will stay in Dham only. I don't want to do any aparad but better we will stay in Dham only. Koti Koti Dhanrat Pada Amare Krishna Mataji. Thank you Mataji.
Mataji. Have you closed, Mataji? Thank you so much, Mataji. Thank you once again. So I want to thank all the Vaishnavas and Kirti Dasantari Mataji for giving your wonderful, wonderful association. We'll pay our obeisances to Mataji and all the assembled devotees. Vancha kalpa tarubhyascha kripa sindhu vevacha patita nam pavneveva Vaishnava veva namo nama ananta koti Vaishnavrinda ki jay shri Prabhupada ki
Thank you everyone for joining today's class. Hari Bol, closing the call.